four U.S. senators are raising objections about a program partially funded by the National Science Foundation that teaches TV forecasters about climate change. Ali Budner from member station KRCC reports.
Mike Nelson adjusts his earpiece and lapel mic and strides onto a small black stage in front of a bright green screen. The cameras are rolling.
Thanks, Chris. Take a look at the smoke from the fire down in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. I mentioned last time about the heat as our climate continues to change. This is a graphic from Climate Central.
He points to a chart with a red background and the words "more hot summer days" at the top. It shows in a graph that, on average, over the last 50 years, temperatures keep going up.
Year to year, but the trend clearly is that we're seeing more and more hot days. With the heat comes more drought. With the drought comes more dry forests. With the dry forests comes more forest fires. And right now, this is what it looks like.
Nelson has been in the weather business for four decades, and he's chief meteorologist at the ABC television affiliate in Denver. He's part of a growing trend in TV, putting daily weather forecasts in the context of global warming. The graphic he just used was from the group Climate Central.
A graphic like that, I could draw myself, but it's really, you're busy. You got a lot of stuff going on. It's great when you can go to their library, find something, you just drop in.
Climate Central is a nonprofit, partially funded by government grants, that aims to educate the public about global warming. One of their programs trains TV weathercasters like Mike Nelson in the science of climate change and in the art of communicating about it. Bernadette Woods Plackey directs Climate Central's broadcaster training program called Climate Matters.
We give them data and scientific information on how climate change is impacting their community.
Since 2012, she says their network has grown from 30 broadcasters to more than 500. That's nearly a quarter of the total number of TV weathercasters in the country. Woods Plackey is a veteran TV meteorologist herself.
What I have learned in my career is that we are informing our public about what's going to happen to them. We're preparing them.
But there's a different take out there on what Climate Matters is up to. In a recent joint letter, Republican Senators Rand Paul, James Inhofe, Ted Cruz, and James Lankford argued that the nonprofit is engaging in partisan activity or, quote, climate action-oriented opinion and shouldn't get federal funding because of it. Inhofe is a well-known climate change skeptic.
On record, I asked the chair, you know what this is? It's a snowball.
Here he is several years ago on the Senate floor using a snowball as a prop to trivialize global warming.
And that's just from outside here. So it's very, very cold out, very unseasonal. So here, Mr. President, catch this.
Inhofe and the other senators are calling on the National Science Foundation's Inspector General to open an investigation. They're arguing that an NSF grant that helps fund Climate Matters violates the Hatch Act. That act prohibits federal employees from getting involved in political activities. None of the four senators were available for comment, except to say that their letter speaks for itself. But Climate Central's Woods Plackey doesn't buy it.
Science is science is science. The scientific evidence of climate change is not political.
97% or more of the world's scientists agree, as does the American Meteorological Society and Denver meteorologist Mike Nelson.
The physics doesn't care about the politics.
Still, he knows there's a political war raging over the words climate change and what they represent. So it's a fine line, one that he says he has no trouble walking, but he says his 40 years in the business gives him some cover.
And so if you're a 30-year-old weathercaster with a couple of little kids, you've been in the market for 2 years, you're like, geez, I better back off. I got to keep my job.
Yeah, it's a very fine line that you need to walk, especially for someone like me.
Justin Roth is a 28-year-old TV meteorologist at a local station in Casper, Wyoming. He says he recently reported a news story about wildfires in Wyoming and how they may be getting worse.
Certainly got some pushback as well, and people basically saying, oh, you can't predict the weather in the next week. How are you going to predict the weather in 20 years?
Roth says he occasionally checks the Climate Matters website so he can keep up professionally with the science on global warming, but
I'm not going to go out of my way to talk about climate change on air here in Wyoming than maybe I would in a different part of the country, just because of the conservative mindset of this audience.
That's something Denver meteorologist Mike Nelson wants to help his colleagues figure out, because he believes climate change is a solvable crisis.
We can do this, but you don't solve very many problems without admitting you have one.
The National Science Foundation's Inspector General says they'll be assessing the issues the senators raised in their letter this fall. For Here and Now, I'm Allie Budner.